Good afternoon. This is the Trinity College of Florida podcast. I'm John Keller. Well, today we have a brand new Trinity College of Florida official employee. We have with us the men's soccer coach, Coach Dominic Coco. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's so awesome. This is your actual first day as an official employee. However, you're not new to Trinity College.
No, I'm not. I actually started last year with Coach Rivers as a assistant coach. And I was working with the team through August all the way up to November, and then kind of continued from there. And so now I'm officially the head coach, but I started off as an assistant.
Welcome to the family. You know, it's a great thing to be a coach, especially at a college. It's kind of a everyone's dream job. You know, even if it doesn't pay a lot of money, it's still the idea of it. You know, but because you get to influence so many lives. So I always like to start from the beginning. You know, so and we know you volunteered all last year. In fact, I went to several of the games, and you were pretty much running the game anyway. So it's not going to be like a stretch for you here. But so glad to have you, and we love Coach Rivers. So
absolutely,
nothing but props to him. You know, blessings to him in his life, and I know he's a man that chases excellence in every area of his life, and we know he's going to do well whatever he is doing. We know he's not out of the soccer game, so we know he's going to do great things. Well, anyway, let's start from the beginning. So, you're married?
I'm married to my wife, Nancy Coco. We met actually from we were both originally from Rochester, New York.
Rochester, New York. Okay. Are you a Bills fan by chance?
I am not.
All right. Just checking.
Unfortunately, not a Bills fan.
All right. Just checking. So when did you come to Florida?
So I moved here in 2017 to be a physical education teacher in Hillsborough County.
Okay.
And I was the varsity head coach for boys soccer at Leonard High School.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow, that's a lot of work.
Yeah. And but it was a great transition.
Yeah, it's a great transition, exactly. So where did you go to school at?
So I went to Roberts Westland College, which is a NAIA Christian school under head coach Mark Fish.
Nice.
Who is a family friend of ours. We go back way back to the days of him and my father actually playing soccer locally.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. That's awesome. So you're married, no kids yet?
No kids yet.
All right,
we're starting that process, but we're not there yet.
It does have a tendency to happen, especially when you're newlyweds.
Absolutely.
Well, that's a blessing, and well, we know we're really excited to have you, you know, come be our coach. And but I always like to ask, where does the love of soccer come from? Obviously, it's your dad, but tell us about that.
Well, I fell in love with the game at 4 years old.
Awesome.
When my father and my mom put me on the soccer field for the very first time, and I just never looked back. I've played soccer my whole life. I never played another sport, believe it or not.
Only soccer.
Growing up, and you know, without the passion that you know my dad had, my whole family, I should say, grew up from a very big soccer background. My grandfather played professional soccer. My uncle played professionally. And I was actually, before I moved here, I played professionally in the Major Arena Soccer League.
Wow, that's fantastic. What was that like?
That was great. It was a fun experience. For anybody who's not familiar with the indoor game, it's basically soccer in a hockey arena. So
it must get loud in there.
It was loud. It's fast-paced. You know, I still, to this day, watch games, you know, online. I still, you know, talk to players who I played with not too long ago. So that's kind of how that worked out. And then I ended up down here in Florida.
I have a friend of mine that spent some time in another country that was all about soccer. And he said, you're watching the game. And everybody has their windows open. And when they score, the whole city roars. You know, it's like you guys, like everybody's watching the game.
Oh yeah,
and it was the whole city roars. It was like it was really something.
It's one big party. I actually, when I was 14 years old, I actually went to Italy.
Where
my family is from, and I got to train with a professional team over there, and just to be in that environment where soccer is the number one, you know, sport. Just to be there was just, you know, it was a great atmosphere. It was a great feeling. Something I'll
So you're a New York Italian?
Yes, sir.
All right, it's awesome. I see the vowel at the end of your name. I always like, I'm looking for the cannoli. I'm just going to be honest. But that's great. That's fantastic. You know, when you love something like, you have a passion for something like soccer, you know, it's a very disciplined sport. I was in the military, and we had a soccer team in the military base, and I did terrible. I'm like, I hate running, you know? And like right away, I realized this is really a disciplined sport.
It really is. If your fitness is not where it needs to be, you know, it's a struggle.
Yeah.
And, you know, you look at a lot of players, you know, through professional or even in college, you know, why they may not succeed, you know, as well as they want to is because their fitness and all the running and discipline that it takes, the nutrition, the workouts, the long distance running, the sprints, all those things that I'm probably looking for into our players coming, you know, in the off season coming up and to our new recruits coming in is, you know, be very fit. That's what I'm looking for.
That was my next question. You know, discipline is actually the secret to success in life. We don't like to say that in 2022, right?
Yeah.
But the truth is, a man should chase excellence in every area of his life. And he should do it physically, emotionally, spiritually, obviously. We're at a Bible college. Those are the things that should be, you know, expectations. And if you're going to play soccer at Trinity College, you're going to have to be disciplined to do the academic work because... And I think sometimes people underrate the amount of work is involved when you come to a double major Bible college, which means if you're majoring in psychology, you are also majoring in biblical studies and theology. And the same thing with all the, whether it's elementary education or business organizational leadership, there is an expectation that you're going to be doing some schoolwork. That being said, I think we probably have some of the best opportunities for help with the schoolwork, with the academic side. We're in the Learning Center right now where the studio is, and there's a whole team of students that are student workers that get paid to help people do papers, and I constantly lament with students, are you struggling? Well, have you been to the Learning Center? No. Well, why not? Because that is literally like the difference between using, you know, a hand tool and to going to a power tool. Immediately it's available to you at no cost, so there's really no excuse. Just like you get coaching for soccer, you can get coaching for academics. And could you imagine what it would be like if you didn't have coaching for soccer? It'd be terrible. So both sides of that, academically and as far as athletics go, the coaching is extremely important. So how long have you been a coach? I know you've done some other things.
So I've probably been coaching since I was 18 years old. Back in New York, you know, I was working at Roberts. I would work summer camps, and even after Roberts, I was working in various clinics and camps and with clubs in the Rochester area before moving down here. So 18 is probably when I really started, and I kind of took off from there.
That's great. Now, what's some of your philosophy in coaching? Everyone has a philosophy of something. What are some of the things that you really, we touched on a little bit, what are some of the things that you really, you're going to, you know, this is something I'm bringing to bear on this team. This is something I'm going to bring in here. What are some of the things that you would probably stress?
Well, one thing that my college coach, Coach Fish, always told us as players is put the team before yourself.
That's perfect.
And I kind of took that and ran with it myself. And I kind of put that into my high school players and even now into the college players is, you know, nobody's bigger than the game and nobody's bigger than the team. That's why you play 11 on the field. That's not just an individual sport. So putting the team before yourself, it goes a long way. It goes hand in hand, and that's what makes a team very successful, and that's what makes a team a winning culture and hopefully winning a championship one day.
That's a great, great, great perspective. Fits perfectly in with a biblical worldview at a Christian college, obviously. Put others first. What a concept, right?
For sure.
You can't go wrong, though. I mean, I was in the military, so it's the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's you're only as strong as your weakest soldier or sailor, and so you got to build each other up. And it's a great, great perspective. Well, you've been recruiting for a little while already. We've got some players lined up. What do you think 2022 is looking like at this point?
you know, it's going to be a it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. It's almost like a you know, it's a new deal. You know, we made the coaching change. You know, Coach Rivers, I got nothing but respect for him. I can't thank Coach Rivers enough for the opportunity to pick me, you know, as a new coach. But, you know, I take everything that all coaches that I was under, a little bit of everything, and kind of make it into my own. You know, we're going to be a very disciplined team on and off the field, and we're going to bring a, you know, a winning mentality all through, you know, all through God. And that's just kind of where I've always been as a player, even at Roberts, and now I'm taking it here to Trinity.
It's kind of nice to not be in an environment where you can't share your faith, where you can't make it a focus, because if that's the most successful, people sometimes will say, you know, it makes a person successful, and then you find out, well, it's their faith in God, you know, it's their obedience to his word, or just growing in their faith and being around like-minded people. You know, the Bible says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, right? So there's a blessing by being in this environment, and I wouldn't have my own child here if I didn't think it was so important, but it's great to have that perspective of the full council. We're going to be disciplined in all the areas, and then benefit, you know, because I watch our men's basketball team last year. They really, the last game they played, I think one of the last games they played was just, they were so tight as a team that they so had each other's back, and it was amazing to watch them be so close as brothers, and it turned out to be, they did a really good. They had a great year, you know. They won the NIT, I believe, and a couple players do very well with the other parts of that. But you know, the team is definitely going to benefit this year from your leadership. We're looking forward to it. You know, we have lots of opportunities, and we have some more recruitment events, kind of like the last chance to try. But I'm always for the underdog, man. So you have one coming up. Here in May 14th, and if you're listening to this after that, we will post future ones as well. But tell us about that event coming up on May 14th.
Yeah, so it's at our brand new facility that we partner with at G Sports,
which is awesome.
Which is a great facility,
and it's like a stone's throw from here.
It's right. It's very close to here.
I'm gonna start calling it the East Campus.
Fair, and that works for us.
Yeah.
But we had our first open tryout there a couple weeks ago. And we had about 18 come, which was fantastic. And I'm looking forward for more this next one on May 14th, 4 p.m. And we're going to continue it, and we're going to continue to look for players and grow our family and grow our team.
So what if you're a player that just, you're late in the game, and maybe it's July and you didn't try out? Should you still try to fill out the form and see if you can get
Oh, absolutely. We're always looking, you know, to bring in players. We're trying to build our program with quality, you know, players that fit the system of the team, but also the system of the college.
Yeah, that's great. Great attitude. I do know that I've been to this place where they're going to play soccer over at G Sports, and that is a brand new, like, they just finished it, like, I like to say an hour ago, you know, they just finished that place over there, and that is, what do you think of the field?
Oh, that field is probably better than a lot of top colleges in the country, that whole facility in itself, and it's not even done yet.
I know, it's in the locations, like, the best.
It's compared to where we were, you know, last year playing down in Tarpon.
Yeah.
You know, but this feels like home, and this is just the beginning of, you know, a great partnership that we're going to be with G Sports, and we're really looking forward to the players, the incoming freshmen, the transfers, the guys returning. They're really excited to be able to have an opportunity like this.
Well, that's great, man. I really appreciate you coming out today. Your first day, like, the ink is still wet on your paperwork, and when I grabbed you in here, because I really wanted to get you to get this out there to players that are interested in playing. And you know, we are talk about our division and who we are a little bit.
Yeah, so we play in the National Christian Athletic Association Division II.
So, and CCAA.
Correct. NCCAA, which is a great it's a great league. I actually played in the NCAA Division One at Roberts, so we're just a step down. But you could still find great quality talent, great quality teams, even at the Division Two level.
Yeah, it's great to be part of that. You know, I mean, we're a small Bible college, so we're never going to be 10,000 because we're a Bible college. We're a niche school, so you're never going to be a 10,000 school. But man, when we go to those, sometimes those games, you'd think we were, man, because the students come out sometimes and really show up. And I think this is going to be a really fun year. COVID hopefully is over. Knock on wood, right? But COVID just was crushing to sports. And I feel so bad for some of the players who didn't get to play because COVID shut it down, right? And I feel so bad for some of the people that dreamed, that was their dream, and they got their senior year ruined or whatever. And I was even amazed we even played at all last year, quite honestly, because it was so iffy so many times because we have to follow the CDC guidelines. Yeah. And but I think we're hopefully beyond all that craziness. Just tough times, you know. And I think we're going to see even more people embrace these events and this opportunity than ever before because they went through hard times and scary times.
Yeah, it was terrible, and I felt bad for, you know, every player, you know, from every team dealt with it, and it was hard for coaches, for recruiting standpoint, and for, you know, the players and itself to, you know, lose a year like they did. But you know, now that COVID is officially over, you know, we look past that and we're ready to go here. We're excited. We're getting ready for August 20th against Florida College. And once our first home game comes around, hopefully we could get those seats filled and ready to go.
Yeah, looking forward to it, especially with the athletic, you know, the new area is right, like, it's just beyond our campus, on the east side of our campus. I mean, you could be there in about a minute in your car. Maybe 5 minutes walking, but about a minute in your car. And definitely going to be looking forward to live streaming those games, you know, on our Facebook channels. And we're going to try to do some on our YouTube channels as well. And we'll build that up. Well, thanks so much, Coach, for being here today. My best to your wife. And my best to your team this year. We know it's going to be an awesome year. We're really excited about it, and we look forward to it.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited, and I'm blessed for the opportunity. And go Tigers.
Amen. Go Tigers. Thank you.